Hey, baby, jump over here when you do the ooby dooby. I just gotta be near ooby dooby.
Came to Memphis for Sun. Elvis had just left Sun Records, and Carl Perkins had a giant record with Blue Suede Shoes. Johnny Cash was going strong, and I cut a record called Ooby Dooby. And all of these things were our interpretations of what rock and roll should be. And there could have been some country influence in it. I don't know how much, but the style was called rockabilly for some reason or the other. But it was what we thought was pure rhythm and blues.
Though Ooby Dooby was a fair success, Roy Orbison never happened as heavily on Sun as he did subsequently on Monument Records, where he cut a song which he describes for the history of rock and roll.
And the recording session for Only the Lonely was arranged by Anita Kerr, and I used, in the voices, I used a fella who helped me write the song, Joe Melson, and he also did a few of the Dum Dum Dumby Doo Wahs, and it was my first super big record. It was number one here, number one in England, around the world, sold about 2 or 3 million, and we thought we had something at the session. I was very excited, and if an artist ever knows that he has a hit record, well, I knew that I had one then.
Dum Dum Dum.
Was another Sun artist who recalled a memorable session.
The recording session for a lot of shaking going on, where we did the song at a nightclub over in, I believe, Osceola, Arkansas, if I'm not mistaken. It's been a few years ago. And we came in, and the people seemed to like the song, and we came in and recorded the song, and we ran through it once just to get the level on it. And Jack Clement was handling the controls and everything at the time, A&R in the session. So we recorded a whole lot of shaking going on, and we took one take on it, and that was the take that we released on the record. And it was really a real big record.
Come on over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say, come on over, baby.
We'll return to the history of rock and roll with another example of the pounding piano of Jerry Lee Lewis.
The history of rock and roll.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane.
for the thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. A lady love, what I thought it was funny. You came along and you knew me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love's fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Of course, first thing, was Blue Moon, Kentucky, and That's All Right, Mama. And later on, I forgot to remember to forget in Baby Let's Playhouse and a few of those.
Sam Phillips, president of Sun Records, talks about the first songs he cut with Elvis Presley.
I think the real thing that made him distinctive was that he took That's All Right, Mama, and that was an old Arthur Big Boy Crudup record that had been out on Victor for many years. And I think everybody had just about forgotten it, but somehow or another we had tried everything else, and we were about to give up, and he came up with the idea that he knew this particular selection, and so he gave us a very unusual rendition of it, and so I think that blended him into the so-called rhythm and blues category, yet didn't take him away from the country.
Well, that's all right, Mama. That's all right for you. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right. That's all right, Mama. Anyway, do. Well, Mama, she done told me. Papa done told me too. Son, that guy you fooling away, she ain't no good to you. But that's all right. That's all right.
Elvis came in to make a record for his mother on her birthday, and although I'm sure Elvis would admit he's not a great guitar picker, but he had a style and everything vocally that I thought was real outstanding, and he was trying to sing like Kenny of the Ink Spots back in those days, and even trying to do that, I saw all the possibilities in his voice, so I told him that as soon as I found any material, I'd like to give him a buzz and see if I could get him in and let's try to record. In the meantime, I got Scotty Moore and Bill Black, who were playing with Doug Poindexter in a country band at that time, and they worked with Elvis about 6 months before we actually recorded him.
The Spotlight focuses on Elvis Presley in the next hour of the History of Rock and Roll.
Meet me in a hurry behind the bars. Don't you be afraid, I'll do you no harm. I want you to pray.
Oh, you know you love me. You know you love me. My baby, you love me. Never say goodbye. Yes, my baby loves me. Never say a word.
In 1956, Elvis Presley switched to RCA Victor Records after gaining only regional popularity on Sun Records. His appearance on television caused small-scale riots, and his first RCA release, Heartbreak Hotel, left no doubt that he was rock and roll's first superstar.
Well, since my baby left me, well, I found a new place to dwell. Well, it's down at the end of Lonely Street, that Heartbreak Hotel where I'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, I'm so lonely. I'll be so lonely they could die.
Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller's Hound Dog, heard earlier in the rockumentary, was originally recorded by blues singer Willie Mae Big Mama Thornton. In 1956, Elvis Presley picked up the tune, altered the arrangement, and sold over 1 million copies of the song.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl.
Elvis returns in a moment with another 1956 smash.
The history of rock and roll.
says you know. And you know the way she touches your cheek. Well, I taught her how.
December 29th, 1956.
Elvis Presley, possibly the hottest name in the record field today, and one of filmdom's greatest new sensations, seems to be the most desired name in a number of other fields as well. Firms throughout the country have been begging for licenses to use the Presley name on their products. And to date, he is identified with the following: T-shirts, knit pajamas, pencils, purses, wallets, denims, gold-plated adjustable rings, socks, necklaces, pens, guitars, shoes, charm bracelets, handkerchiefs, buttons, scarves, skirts, jackets, hats, binders, stuffed hound dogs, wristwatches, decorative pillows, mirrors, keychains, mittens, scrapbooks, diaries, photo albums, plaster busts, bookends, shirts, talking records, fan magazines, molded plastic painted figures, 8x10 luminous pictures, Bermuda shorts, capri and toreador pants, games, lipsticks, colognes, and trading cards.
I've been traveling all the miles. I've been traveling in vain. I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. But my way was dark at night. He was shining as bright as light. When I was trying to get to you.
The history of rock and roll.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please telephone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
Colonel Tom Parker, Elvis Presley's manager, capitalized on the singer's record popularity in 1956 by arranging for him to star in a film for 20th Century Fox. Love Me Tender was the first of 28 Presley movies released in the next dozen years.
Love me tender, love me sweet, never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. For my darling, I love you, and I always will.
Little Richard recalls Presley's initial impact for the rockumentary.
When Presley came out, I loved him. I was hot, just as hot as he was, but I would always wait on his new record. He, in fact, like I was just waiting to hear that new record they're going to put out. Because we all came out, say, like Elvis come out this week, next week out, and we were rushed for the number one spot.
Very sure.
And Chuck, and then Fats, and all of us, all just fighting the number one spot, like, just fighting it, you know? And everybody, all the kids be waiting on that.
Well, in my blue,
to stay.
We are now midway through the Elvis Presley Hour, a focal point in the country chapter of the history of rock and roll.
Treat me like a fool, treat me mean and cruel, but love me. Bring my faithful heart.
Haley talks about the confusion which hits a rapidly rising rock star such as Elvis Presley.
It all happened so fast for the Comets and myself that we didn't really have time to think, because from, oh, I'd say from the year 1954 until 1960, for 6 years, we hardly ever got out of a hotel room. And the great surge of rock and roll in that time was so fantastic, and they kept us traveling around the world quite a bit. But of course, we were all very proud to be making movies and doing television and things like this. But it was bewildering, I would say, was the reaction to all the boys and myself, because, and I'm sure the Beatles would say the same thing, and Elvis would tell you the same thing, that you really don't have too much time to think about it until after it's over.
Recalls Presley's rise to stardom.
You know, it wasn't easy for Elvis at all. I worked quite a bit with him after then. We worked a lot of schoolhouses around in this area, kind of in the eastern part of Arkansas and northern Mississippi. And it was not easy for him. He stood out among any of the musicians, the singers. He was different. Because he looked and acted different, he didn't drink, he didn't smoke, his language was very respectable, and he had the charm that the young girls were screaming and carrying on for, and this made him different. This made him stand ready for criticism from just in every angle, but he took it all. He took it in stride.
Baby, they let me be. Your love and daddy back. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be.
Oh, let him be.
Oh, daddy back. Oh, let me be.
Oh, let him be your daddy back.
I just wanna be your baby.
The history of rock and roll.
I wish came true.
My whole life through.
history of rock and roll continues with a blues song from Elvis, one which contains the classic lyric, "I ain't never did no wrong."
The history of rock and roll.
One night with you is what I'm now praying for. The things that we two could plan would make my dreams come true.
Domino wasn't an Elvis fan at first, but he soon changed his mind.
I think Elvis Presley is wonderful. I like his style. When I first heard his second record, I didn't really like the first one because I couldn't understand the words. But when I heard his second record, I knew he really could sing. A lot of people say Elvis Presley wasn't much of a singer. But after I heard his second number, I knew he had everything it takes to be an entertainer.
You go. Yes, so long. Oh, how I hate to see you go. Well, the way that I will miss you, child, I guess you'll never know. Consider, baby, give yourself just a little more time.
Who's Who, which has a way of reducing idols to mere people, says the following about this hour's history of rock and roll star. Elvis Presley, singer, actor, born Tupelo, Mississippi, January 8, 1935. Son of Vernon Elvis and Gladys Presley. Graduated L.C. Hume High School, Memphis. Truck driver, Crown Electric Company. Recorded for personal use, My Happiness. Also, That's When Your Heartaches Begin, 1953. First commercial recording, That's All Right Mama. Also, Blue Moon of Kentucky for Sun Record Company, 1954. Personal appearance tour as Hillbilly Cat. Weekly performances on Louisiana Hayride. Radio station KWKH, Shreveport, Louisiana. Recordings for RCA Victor, 1955, include Blue Suede Shoes, Hound Dog. Appeared on Jackie Gleason Show. Actor for films, Love Me Tender, 1956. Loving You, 1957. Jailhouse Rock, 1957. King Creole, 1958. Kid Galahad, 1963. Blue Hawaii, Girls, 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 others. Numerous personal appearances. Served with U.S. Army, 1958. Address care of Colonel Tom Parker, Box 417, Madison, Tennessee. Producer Bones Howe, who supervised the music for the 1969 Elvis Presley television special, talked about working with Elvis for the history of rock and roll.
Elvis is definitely the most exciting performer that's ever been. During the course of the TV special, we had one section where Elvis performed live in front of an audience in an arena. And he had the girls screaming and crying and everybody cheering for him just like he did in the old days. As part of this television special, we had a song written for Elvis, a song called If I Can Dream.
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand. Right now.
We continue the History of Rock and Roll Country section with music and words from the late Buddy.